5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This podcast is supported by Elite Sports Travel. Visit elitesportstravel.co.uk to view the various packages available to watch live NFL games in the US. Bookings are currently available for the Super Bowl in February and also the 2023 season in Las Vegas. Now let's get into the podcast.
This is Ryan Fitzpatrick, and you're listening to the Neil Reynolds Podcast.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Neil Reynolds Podcast in association with Elite Sports Travel. We're going to go back to our look at some of the divisions around the NFL now. And we're going to go to the NFC West, where there are huge talking points for all four teams. It's a division that sent two teams to the playoffs. It's a division that 2 years ago had the Super Bowl champions in the Rams. So there's lots to get into here, and I'm going to welcome in producer Gary Hayes to guide us through some of it.
Hello, Neil. I'm enjoying these episodes. I'm learning a lot, and I think I'm realizing that I've already learned a lot as well.
Well, and also it's just a reminder that even the best teams have a lot of work to do every year to replenish their roster. You know, we talked about the Kansas City Chiefs, Super Bowl champions, after they added 23 new players to their team. You know, almost half their roster was brand new. So even if you're a really good team, you have to go through this period. Free agency is coming up. The NFL draft is coming up. You have to replenish your roster. You can't stand still in the NFL.
Pretty incredible, isn't it? Because you think that in most sports, if you bring too many players in, it's seen as there's been too many mistakes. But in the NFL, you have to keep doing it.
Yeah, I guess you just have, what you have in the NFL is your core group, right? You can't, you know, if you're the 49ers, you're going to have Christian McCaffrey. We'll get to them in a bit. You're going to have Fred Warner at linebacker. You're going to have George Kittle. You're going to have your core group, but players around them have to change. And that's where these teams have to make their additions and have to make key subtractions. They have to get players that are expensive off their books at this time of year.
Well, let's start then getting into the NFC West, and we'll start with the Arizona Cardinals, Neil, team that had a terrible campaign.
Yeah, awful, awful. They ended 2021 poorly. They got blown. They backed into the playoffs. They got blown out by the Rams. And that carried over into 2022. They went 4-13. They had just one win at home. This was my favourite stat of the whole week at the Super Bowl. Kansas City won more times in State Farm Stadium in this past season. They won there in week one and in the Super Bowl. The Cardinals lost 7 in a row to end the season. Cliff Kingsbury was fired as head coach. Steve Keim is gone as general manager. Kyler Murray, their star quarterback, they mismanaged him so badly. They signed him to a new contract, and in that long contract, they mandated that he would have to do a certain amount of hours at home working on the playbook, which suggested that he didn't. I mean, they always talk about Kyler Murray plays too many video games. These are the allegations leveled against him. They rescinded that part of the contract, but we all knew it was out there. And then he goes and tears his ACL in mid-December. He's going to be out until at least halfway through the 2023 season, and that leaves a big problem for the new management team. They've got a general manager, Monty Ossenfort, and the new head coach comes over from the Eagles, the defensive coordinator who just got ripped apart by Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl, Jonathan Gannon. And they've got about $13 million to spend in free agency, but it's a tough ask to tempt people to the desert at the moment, the state of the Cardinals.
So before we get into the free agency and you know what they need to do there to move players in and out, just going back to what you said about Kyler Murray, that contract situation, they're putting you know those clauses in the contract. Do you think it's a bit of mismanagement as well to be putting so much faith in a quarterback when he has that side to his character where, you know, because the playbook is his Bible, right?
Mm. He absolutely needs to know everything on it inside out. And, you know, they clearly don't believe he puts in that time. And that was quite a stunning development last year, but they still committed to the long-term contract. Now, Kyler Murray has these incredible moments. He had a Hail Mary touchdown pass against Buffalo a couple of years back. Last year, he had the two-point conversion against the Raiders, where I think it was 27 seconds. He was running around all around and no one could catch him. He can be really special, but the consistency, it's all about consistency in the NFL. He's never had that consistency, really. It's all based on him again. If we talk, it doesn't change much for some of these teams. You have to find the answer at quarterback, and you're in real trouble if you invest big money and it turns out that that guy isn't what you expected him to be. And there are still questions at this stage of his career already, 5 years in, there are still questions about Kyler Murray.
Because I think, you know, you look at it and you just think that if they're putting clauses like that in the contract, there's red flags all over the place.
Yeah.
Yet they're willing to commit such big money in the future of the franchise or the foreseeable future in terms of his career on him.
Well, these teams are terrified to find out what's behind door number two once they think they've got their guy. And Jonathan Gannon, by all accounts, is really excited to work with Kyler Murray. We'll see how that goes.
Well, let's go behind door two and look at the free agents that the Cardinals could lose.
They've got three starters on their offensive line: Rodney Hudson, Will Hernandez, Kelvin Beachum. They've got another very expensive guard in Justin Pugh. He was costing them $9 million last year. Zach Allen on defense is an emerging player. Byron Murphy was a first-round draft pick at corner. He probably will test the market, so will Zach Allen. I think they could lose a few here. And they need to upgrade both sides of the ball. Arizona are 22nd on offense. They were 21st on defense in terms of yards allowed. But where it counts most on the scoreboard, they were 31st. They allowed 26.4 points per game. Only the Chicago Bears allowed more.
Pretty incredible numbers there. How are they faring with the draft picks?
Seven picks, so standard seven picks, including the third overall pick. But they're not going to use it on a quarterback, even though we're going to be left with, you know, Colt McCoy potentially until mid-season. They're too invested in Kyler Murray, so I think they need a cornerback. They definitely need, if they could find themselves a premier offensive lineman. Arizona's quarterbacks last year averaged 2.58 seconds per throw. It's the third fastest in the NFL, but their quarterback still got sacked 46 times. They also need an edge rusher. So I think they've got work to do. They've got some money to spend and they've got their draft picks. I just think, who are you attracting to Arizona right now? Kyler Murray is your selling point. It always has been for the last few years. But he's out until halfway through the season. You know, this is a team that's going the wrong way at the moment. And I don't think they're attracting too many players to them this offseason.
So any other team needs out of what we've discussed?
No, I think those are the main ones: offensive line, defensive, edge rusher, cornerback. My final thoughts on them is how they cope with the absence of Murray. Can anyone fill his void? And when he comes back, is he gonna be performing at a high level consistently? That is the key. You know, I've touched on I have concerns about who's going to want to come and play for this team right now. That changes if Kyler Murray becomes one of the true stars week in and week out. He's flashed that. He's flashed it and he's shown us some amazing stuff. We just need to see it more consistently.
Bring back Carson Palmer.
Says a man who watched, what was that, Hard Knocks, that episode?
No,
that was all it or was, nothing they were, weren't they? Made you a fan, made you a Cardinals fan.
It was when I was first getting into the NFL with you, yeah. I went to watch, I watched All or Nothing to understand it. And I thought maybe the Cardinals would be my team because I liked Arians and Palmer. And then I decided pretty quick.
You got off that bandwagon. No, definitely.
Well, anyway, on to their rivals, Neil, the LA Rams.
So the Rams had, we know it now, officially the worst defense for a Super Bowl title in NFL history. They went from lifting the Lombardi in their own stadium in February to posting a regular season record of 5-12. And they were playing meaningless games from probably mid-November, late November at worst. I mean, it was done for them very early. They lost 9 of their last 11. They shut down Matthew Stafford at quarterback. He missed the last 8 games. Cooper Kupp at wide receiver. He missed 8 games. They closed down Aaron Donald, the defensive tackle, who's one of the best defenders in the NFL, 6 games down the stretch. They went all in for Super Bowl success. And now they're paying the price because they've released Bobby Wagner. Bobby Wagner's in his early 30s, but he was still one of the best linebackers in football last year. They've released him, and all that got was about $5 or $6 million off the books. And there's lots of chatter, very, very significant chatter, to the point where I think it's going to happen, about them trading all-pro cornerback Jalen Ramsey. So there's... The other thing as well is what is head coach Sean McVay going to do? Because he spent all of the, a couple of weeks, 3 weeks, all of the month probably after the Super Bowl success, considering whether to take a TV job. Apparently it came up again after this season. He's kind of he's like all or nothing, if you want to use that title. He's facing burnout. And I feel like if you've gone the last couple of years considering leaving, you're going to leave pretty soon, I think. I think, it's only going to get worse, that grind on him. So they have got some really bad issues that they've got to kind of address as they look to bounce back. They're $14 million over the cap. Only 7 or 8 teams in the NFL are in worse shape.
He's only 37, Sean McVay, and with his contract, he's made for life. So maybe a TV job... he's got a beautiful wife. He's got a.
There was a coach in the the 70s and 80s, Dick Vermeil, early 80s, took the Philadelphia Eagles to the Super Bowl, and he was a bit like McVay. He was kind of all in. He was like there at 3 in the morning, leaving at 11 at night, and he burned out. Dick Vermeil burned out, and then went away for like 15 years, then came back. And led the Rams to a Super Bowl with Kurt Warner as the head coach. I think Sean McVay could go on a similar path. I think he could take a break. I think he needs a break because he's so all
intense.
He's intense. He's there at 4 in the morning. He's there at 11 at night. All of that stuff. We know he talked about over preparing for one of the Super Bowls against Belichick. He could do with a break and then go back to the NFL in 10 years. I think that's going to happen soon. Otherwise, it wouldn't keep coming up at the end of each offseason.
But you'd look at it as well. I know he's an ultra competitor, and so it makes him a little bit different to us. But you look in, you think, why keep doing that to yourself?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. They miss that competitiveness, right? I mean, Sean Payton was the head coach for many years in New Orleans. He showed me the bunk beds where the coaches sleep so they don't have to go home. And he had 1 year out of that in TV, and he wanted back into that life. It's a bug. It's a bug. They can't. They're coaches.
Some of them have beds to sleep in. And then when we met with
Arians.
Bruce Arians, he's like, no, I'm telling these coaches to get out.
Yeah, he was the outlier. And a lot of people are starting to look more like Arians now. You don't have to wear that badge of honor. Oh, I slept in the office again last night. I think it's work productive, not and work smart and work hard. Don't just work hard.
Well, someone's going to be sleeping in the office working out their free agency because they're $14 million over the cap, Neil.
Yeah. So not huge amounts of players. I mean, decent players like Troy Hill at corner, Taylor Rapp at safety, Nick Scott at safety, Baker Mayfield. I mean, he had a little renaissance last year, but this is still Matthew Stafford's team if he wants to extend and play, extend his career. It was talk kind of, what's he going to do? Is he going to retire? Is this neck injury and shoulder injury a real issue? A'shaun Robinson on the defensive line. It's more about the fact that they've for years now, they've done it a different way. They've gone all in with veteran players. They traded for Von Miller. They went and got Odell Beckham Jr. They got Jalen Ramsey. They ignored the draft. And that meant that they came with a cost that was expensive, and now they're paying the piper, I think. So it's not so much about the free agents. It's people like Bobby Wagner. It's people like Jalen Ramsey. they're going to offload some of those, you know, and then they're going to have to replenish through the draft, which is not always been what they've done.
Well, speaking of the draft, they've not selected a player in round one since Jared Goff. That went well. What's the draft looking like for them?
Yeah, 2016, I was there when they selected Jared Goff. They don't own their own first round pick until next year, 2024. They've got six picks, one in round one, one in round three, but the rest are on day three. I mean, the Rams have, it's really funny because they do this thing on their social media where they hire a house, beautiful house in LA, and they call it the Rams Draft House. And it's got a wonderful pool and the social media video all around it. But they don't do anything there because they don't have many draft picks. I think they'll get a first rounder back. I think they're going to have a first rounder this year because I think they will trade Jalen Ramsey, maybe to the New England Patriots. That would be a good guess for me. So then I think if Ramsey leaves, they need a cornerback. Their offensive line really needs help at the guard position. It was a real problem last year. Tight end a little bit more, defensive line, edge rusher and defensive tackle. I would argue that they need a running back as well. Since Todd Gurley, if they had an elite running back to lead their attack, I don't think they have. So lots to address, and lots of it will be players going out the door, not just coming in the door.
Did you have any final thoughts on them?
So I think a change in approach. I think they're going to start to balance the books and then work through the draft. That's something that general manager Les Snead has not done in his time there. You can't argue with the way they did it. They won a Super Bowl that way. I think they can be a playoff team again. They had terrible injury luck. Matthew Stafford, Cooper Kupp, Aaron Donald are all elite core players. If they're healthy and they're well coached, which they will be well coached by Sean McVay, this can be a playoff team again, but there is a lot of work to be done.
So you mentioned Matthew Stafford about, you know, when he's healthy, and you were talking about Baker Mayfield. If they're starting the season with both of them and they're both fit, who are you going with, Neil? Matthew Stafford still?
Oh, they're gonna go with Stafford, and Baker won't be there. If this is Stafford's team, there's no point having a backup quarterback of Baker Mayfield's stature. It would be too expensive, especially for this team.
This is what I was going to ask, though, because Stafford's 35, Mayfield's only 27.
But Stafford's a proven commodity who can play till he's 40. So this is how you operate in 3, 4, 5 year cycles in the NFL. You don't move on from Matthew Stafford just for Baker Mayfield, who has been too inconsistent since he's been that first overall pick of the Browns.
Right, well, let's have a break and then we'll get back into it.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right here, right now.
Neil, just had my drink of water again, which I seem to do before we start talking about elite sports travel. They make me feel so tired and thirsty. In our last episode, you were talking about AFC West when you said that the Super Bowl was going to be in Vegas and the Raiders won't be there, but our listeners could be.
Yep, there are Super Bowl packages from Elite Sports Travel now available. And I mean, this is going to be a show, isn't it? Super Bowl, it's the greatest show on earth in Las Vegas. Clients of Elite Sports Travel will be staying at the five-star Venetian on the Strip, and they put on events for their fans, for their clients that come over. They really treat them so well. We had a drinks event in Phoenix. It was myself hosting. Jason Bell was there. We had F.A. Abada from the Washington Commanders, Darren Fletcher from IT. We had a real good, because F.A. was going to be on Sky that weekend, and Darren and Jason were on ITV. So we had a bit of a Sky versus ITV lineup. And then there were some unannounced guests who kind of came along and were part of it. Will Gavin was there from TalkSport, but of course, everyone loved meeting Vernon Kay and spending time with him as well. So it was a really, really good night. So that will be a part of what you do in Vegas. We'll have a drinks event where we'll bring in some special guests that you can meet. I'll be there hosting that. And yeah, they're staying at the Venetian, right? That's the one with the gondolas that go along the river inside, isn't it? Fantastic.
Lovely. I just want to ask, actually, what is it like when Sky and ITV come together? Because I'm thinking, you know, Anchorman, the different news channels coming together, Neil Reynolds holding a pickaxe, you know, Darren Fletcher's got a sword, and everyone's attacking each other.
Well, I thought we could keep it. I thought we'd keep it civil and like just have a war of words. And then I realized that if we had a fight, it was Jason Bell and Darren Fletcher and me and F.A. So I thought, well, let's have a fight then.
Well, you could just stand behind F.A.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Let me at him, F.A.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, come on. No, it's all good. Look, I always say this. We're all on the same team here, really. We're all trying to get fans in, and we're trying to entertain the fans who become NFL fans. If they watch on ITV and love the sport, they're going to come to watch on Sky. So it's all good for me, and we'll all come together, I'm sure, in Vegas again. So yeah, those Vegas Super Bowl packages are available. Of course, the game itself is a great selling point. Las Vegas is a great selling point. Being on the Strip in the Venetian is a selling point. And meeting me is a selling point. But just a little one.
But also, the game is nearly a year away. So if you're booking now, or you're planning to book now, you can start putting the money in that piggy bank and watch it build up so you can spend it in Vegas.
Yeah, and with Elite Sports, you can spread the cost of the trip then, so you don't get hit all in one go. So now is a good time to be saying, I'm going to go to that Super Bowl in Las Vegas, hit up Elite Sports Travel, and you can spread your payments. So here's the important bit. Go to elitesportstravel.co.uk.
Right, and we'll get back into the episode.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right here, right now.
This is 7-time Pro Bowler Cam Jordan, and you're listening to the Neil Reynolds Podcast.
So, Neil, we're back, and I want to start off by talking to you about the San Francisco 49ers. What you got for me?
Well, they were a dominant force of a team who won 12 in a row, and then it just got so sad. Brock Purdy and Josh Johnson went down injured in the NFC Championship game against Philadelphia. Those were their third and fourth quarterbacks of the season. And that became a non-contest. They lost 31-7 to end what promised to be just a brilliant campaign. It's going to lead to a rule change where the NFL are going to make sure that there is a third quarterback available for each team in a game, because the NFL didn't like the fact that literally physically impossible for the San Francisco 49ers to throw the football in the second half of that game. Brock Purdy had the serious elbow injury. Josh Johnson came in, left the game with a concussion. Purdy had to come back in but couldn't throw. Purdy's about to have an elbow operation that's likely to keep him out until training camp. So it was a really frustrating end to what was a great, great campaign. They went 13-4 in the regular season, beat Seattle and Dallas in the playoffs, and then lost to Philadelphia. Now, the big question is the quarterback position. This is a talented, talented roster. Everything is in place apart from the quarterback position. Now we've got questions again. Last year it was, will it be Trey Lance? What are they going to do with Jimmy Garoppolo? No one even knew who Brock Purdy was. Now we're wondering, is Purdy going to be able to have a serious run at that job? Because he's going to be out of action until training camp at best, possibly later. Will he have a chance to win that? Or do the Niners go back to Trey Lance, who broke his leg in week two? They got so much invested in Trey Lance. 3 first-round draft picks given up to get this guy a couple of years ago. But Purdy looked a much better fit for Kyle Shanahan. Not much to spend, $2.5 million, but they can work their way around that. It's all about the quarterback position here on a Super Bowl ready roster.
Who are you going for, Neil? Lance or Purdy?
Do you know what? If he was fit and he was ready, I'd go for Brock Purdy. He did everything they asked of him. He showed everything they needed. Trey Lance in 2 seasons, he only played a little bit as a first year. Then last year, only very limited action. Hasn't really done it. Hasn't really been able to do it. And Purdy, as much as he was a 7th round draft pick, last player taken in the draft, all of that, looked a proven commodity. I'd go with Purdy. But they've got a lot invested in Lance and they're probably going to give it to him.
And sometimes, you know, getting a low draft pick like that, as you saw with Brady, I know we make the joke about that, but just takes a little bit of courage and then maybe Purdy does his thing.
Yeah, and he did. He did. You know, he just got hurt and that was unfortunate for him. He was on a real winning run. Now he only had to do enough. Let me throw another curveball out there. I've just thought about this. To get the 49ers over the edge and over the hump, do they trade for Kirk Cousins? Minnesota.
Have you got an inside line on this?
Well, only because I know Minnesota, Minnesota like Kirk Cousins. I don't know if they love Kirk Cousins. He's expensive. He's at a level, we might have taken Minnesota as far as the Vikings can go, but as a puller of strings and a distributor of the ball in Kyle Shanahan's attack, he would be outstanding. Shanahan wanted to go after Kirk Cousins the year they eventually traded for Jimmy Garoppolo. If they'd had Kirk Cousins instead of Garoppolo when they played Chiefs in the Super Bowl, they might have won that Super Bowl. I think they probably would have won that Super Bowl. So just keep an eye out for that one.
How would an Aaron Rodgers fit into this, do you think?
Well, he said he's not going there, but he could be. Again, they kicked the tires on Tom Brady. They know they're ready. They're ready as a team to win the Super Bowl. They've been in the mix for the last few years. So they know they need to just answer that position and have that position do enough. They've got so many weapons on offense. Christian McCaffrey, Deebo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk, George Kittle. Yeah, on and on you go. Juwan Jennings, who's a free agent, but could easily come back. If he doesn't, they could draft somebody to fill that role. They just need an answer at quarterback. I think that has to be somebody either of an Aaron Rodgers level, who's like can just transform most teams, or it has to be somebody who would work well in that system, like a Kirk Cousins.
Just seems to make sense. You're saying Rodgers, you know, said he won't go, but why wouldn't you if he's ready to?
Why wouldn't you if you're Rodgers?
Yeah,
I don't know why. Why wouldn't he? He was at a pro-am golf tournament a few weeks back, and he was like, "I'm not going to San Fran." So to me, that would mean, well, you're only going back to Green Bay then.
He grew up as a fan. Like you say, they're primed for a Super Bowl run,
and they're interested in veteran quarterbacks. They weren't frightened of going after Tom Brady, so why not go after Aaron Rodgers?
Well, let's look at their other. You mentioned some free agents. Let's look at the rest of them.
Yep, so Jimmy Garoppolo is an obvious one. I think he's done. They've hinted at that. Some defensive players, Jimmy Ward at safety, Samson Ebukam at defensive end, they can replace him. Emmanuel Mosley at corner. Mike McGlinchey is one to watch at right tackle. That was a very good offensive line. back at linebacker, Azeez Al-Shaair. They've got two very good linebackers in Fred Warner, Dre Greenlaw. They can go cheaper at the third linebacker position when they have him on the field. Robbie Gould at kicker and Tashaun Gibson at safety. I talked about Juwan Jennings as well. I think they could let him go. So, yeah, there's a few there. Like Jimmy Ward's a good leader. Defense is number one in the NFL. It can afford to take a couple of blows. I would keep Mike McGlinchey if I could, because I think he's been not an elite player, but he's been decent on the right side of that offensive line. And look, they're a very, very good team when you look at the balance of them. Fifth in offense, eighth in rushing. They were number six in scoring in the NFL. Defense, they were first in yards allowed, first in scoring, first in big plays, second against the run. I mean, this is the best defense in football.
What's their draft looking like?
Well, kind of, I mean, at first glance, good. 10 picks. But then you look at it and you look and you go, actually, well, no, they haven't got a pick until round three. And now they've had some success in those lower rounds. Elijah Mitchell at running back, George Kittle in the fifth round. But they gave up a lot of their early picks for Trey Lance and for Christian McCaffrey. And you can't really knock giving stuff up for McCaffrey. So they've got no picks until round three. And interestingly, they've been awarded compensatory picks. So this is what teams get when you lose coaches or lose players. And they've got picks number 99, 100 and 101 from losing Robert Saleh, Mike McDaniel, and then Rand Carthen from their front office, who's general manager now of the Tennessee Titans. So I think they need to settle at quarterback. And I don't mean that in terms of draft at all. They just need to work out who their guy is. Is it Trey Lance? Is it Brock Purdy? Or is it door number three? Is it one of those quarterbacks that we just talked about? Offensive tackle. I feel like they need some depth in the secondary, and I think they needed an elite cornerback. But they're not getting any of that stuff. In the draft. Maybe somebody like James Bradbury, a free agent, who was an all-pro with the Eagles this year on a one-year deal. He's a free agent again. Go and get him for like a 1 or 2 year deal. There are some players like that out there that they could look at. But look, they don't need huge amounts. They're one of the best teams in the NFL.
Well, they're going to be in the mix again next year. What are your final thoughts?
Yeah, just that. I mean, they're going to be there or thereabouts. They were in the conference championship game last year, the year before. They were in the Super Bowl in 2019. Now, they're going to be frustrated because they came up short in both of those NFC title games and they lost the Super Bowl when they led by 10 halfway through the fourth quarter. So there's going to be some frustration there. Find the long-term answer at quarterback. You got one of the best rosters in the NFL and your Super Bowl window is definitely open.
Right, to close out, the NFC West, Neil, Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah, I normally make a few notes here, Gary, to send you, but I didn't today. So let me just wing the Seahawks.
Is this because they're not noteworthy?
It's because I went to the gym. Humble brag.
Is this because you're trying to get ready for the combine, are you?
I am. Yeah, I'm going to do the 40-yard dash. So you don't have to use a stopwatch. You can do it by the sun, seeing what shadows it casts.
I saw a tweet earlier, or it was an Instagram, and it's the NFL, and it was like, which would you be best at? It's like the jump, the foot, and I was like, just watching is what I'd be best at, thanks.
Yeah, none of them. Pass me some popcorn and I'll sit and watch. Right, let's do Seattle then. So they were 9-8 last year, back in the playoffs. They've now been to the playoffs 10 times since Pete Carroll took charge in 2010. Last year was maybe one of the most impressive because they were supposed to be in rebuild mode after Russell Wilson left, and they traded Russell Wilson to the Denver Broncos. That was supposed to be a rebuild year, and they were 6-3 as they headed to Germany. I was really excited to watch them in Munich. They lost that game to Tampa Bay, and they lost 5 of 6. They went into a bit of a slump, but they had playoff wins in week 17 and 18, got them into the playoffs, lost in the wild card round 41-23 to the 49ers led at the half. But to me, there's some young players we can talk about, but this was a Geno Smith resurgence at quarterback 8 years after his last full-time starting role in the NFL. And he was a star. He was a Pro Bowler. He led the NFL in several key categories. No one saw that coming.
And what's their draft looking like, Neil?
So they've got nine picks in all, two first round picks because of the trade of Russell Wilson, two second round picks as well. So they're in good shape to address some needs. They need an edge rusher. They need a defensive tackle. I think they need to find a third wide receiver. You got Tyler Lockett and DK Metcalf. Marquise Goodwin is a free agent, so that could be an issue. You may lose him. But you know, they've also got nearly $25 million to spend. So there's money to spend. Geno Smith, importantly, is a free agent. So that is, and so is Rashad Penny at running back. They won't worry about Penny so much because Kenneth Walker came on really strong. But Geno Smith has proven enough, I think, to get himself a 4 or 5 year deal. He's only early 30s. So I think he can still do a job for them for a good few years. I think mistakes kind of crept in late on for Geno. But he was very good at times as well. So my last thought on the Seahawks is that they're always competitive. Pete Carroll is an incredible coach. I told you just then how many times he's got this team to the playoffs. They move on from Russell Wilson and they don't really miss a beat. And there was probably not a team in the NFL. I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, but I know they were right up there in terms of the most snaps played by rookies. They had an excellent draft class last year. Both their starting tackles, Charles Cross, Abraham Lucas, were rookies. You had Kenneth Walker, second round running back, who became the starter. You had Tariq Woolen in the secondary at cornerback. He was a fifth rounder who was a real star. You had Kobe Bryant playing in the nickel. You know, they had players across the board from that draft who were really exciting for this team. So they've got a good foundation. I think they've got a quarterback who can do a job for them for 4 or 5 years. And they've got the draft picks and the money to build to their roster.
Right, well, I think that's it for this episode, Neil. What are we going to have coming up next? What are we going to be looking at?
We're back to that. Just, I mean, we can keep rolling through the divisions, but I think I'm going to mix in another guest. We're kind of going through divisions, also telling life stories as we come to the conclusion of season 3 of the podcast. So, let's just park that, Gary, in terms of who it's going to be and leave it to be a magical mystery tour.
Well, until next time, Neil. Well, yeah. I'm signing off.
What are you doing? Wow. Honestly.
Over to you. Go on.
Thank you, producer Gary. Thank you, everyone, for listening as well. And I will catch you next time. Bye for now. Been listening to the Neil Reynolds podcast, brought to you by Elite Sports Travel. This episode was hosted by myself, Neil Reynolds, while Gary Hayes is our producer. Gary and I have also written this series together. Our consultant producers are Kerry Levy, Jackie Anklin, Nick Lapworth, and Neil Pacchietto. Taylor Hayes mixed this episode and also composed our theme music. If you'd like to keep up to date with everything we're doing throughout the season, then please follow us on Twitter and Instagram at the NR Podcast. My personal account is also at Neil Reynolds NFL. If you've enjoyed this podcast and would like to hear more like it, then visit highway61.media. That's HWY61.media. Please tell your friends about the podcast and help spread the word. Better still, leave us a rating and review wherever you're listening. This has been a Highway 61 production for the Reynolds Podcast Network.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right here, right
now. Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone. smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.